This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We're always trying to do the best we can, and we're always rambling. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you're going to like it, sometimes you won't. The boss man wants to know why I don't love American athletes. That's what he's picking on me about during the top of the hour.
Calling you a traitor.
I mean, you know, listen. I like American athletes. I wanted them to win last night. I'm just not heartbroken or crushed that they lost.
No, I mean, I can take some solace in knowing that people who were using this hockey team to prop up their political gains, they're going to forget about it by Saturday.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, as I said yesterday a couple of times, we can't talk politics. We want to be, you know, like, there's plenty of outlets for that. Plenty. Yeah. Like, we stay in our lane as best we can. Obviously, we want to be a diversion from politics.
Of course.
Okay? There's a lot of politics. I mean, I've seen a lot of it on Twitter. I'm immersed in it. Way too much, right? I mean, you know, both prior to last night and before, when it comes to sports and specifically the Four Nations tournament, whatever. All right, before we get any further, I just want to remember this. I mentioned at the end of last hour, The Rock will be on SmackDown tonight. On SmackDown. The show that was basically named after him. He's going to come and layeth the smacketh down. Anyway, The Rock is going to be in New Orleans tonight on SmackDown, on USA Network. And we're going to get a couple of bits of news. One, I think they're going to announce that WrestleMania 42 is in New Orleans next April.
Ooh.
It's in Las Vegas this year.
Mm-hmm.
I went last year to the two-night extravaganza in Philly. I don't think I'm going this year. Unless somebody wants to give me free tickets. But I think that's been widely known, but it hasn't been officially announced yet. Again, they're in New Orleans tonight. Seems like a perfect and appropriate place.
You'd think.
And everybody's been kind of wondering, hey, man, like we thought we were going to get like Rock versus Roman Reigns last year. That didn't happen. But Rock was involved, heavily involved in the two-night event, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Well, we haven't heard from him, but you know, in a couple of months, is he coming tonight to challenge Roman Reigns? Is he coming tonight to challenge Cody Rhodes? Is he coming tonight to do something else? We don't know. I mean, they issued a press release yesterday, basically saying that he was going to bleep things up.
Okay.
Okay. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm all for it. I mean, whatever we got to do to make things juicier is whatever we've got to do. I don't see the whole Cody Rhodes thing, though, just because, you know, he's open right now. Like, I see John Cena probably, Elimination Chamber style, win Cody Rhodes. I still see Roman Reigns, if he's actually going to wrestle this year, Roman Reigns and maybe Solo Sikoa, who basically you know, just returned a couple of weeks ago and was the leader of you know, the group that they had. My goodness, I can't think of it. The Bloodline. So maybe I see that, but I don't know how they would get to that. I'm not sure. Or it could just simply be, hey, man, I'm hosting. It's Las Vegas. I'm going to be your weekend host of WrestleMania. And, of course, he'll get involved from time to time, but, you know, not as big of a role as he had last year, where he actually wrestled in a match, the Saturday night main event. How do I know that? Because I was there. Thanks to Lenny the Legend. If Lenny's listening, Lenny always reminds me that I don't give him enough love. Well, I'm giving you love, Len. Lenny the Legend is my guy. He got me those tickets one night for WrestleMania, and the other night I got from, some friends at Odyssey.
Would you look at that? You know?
I mean, occasionally I can, I'm a...
string puller?
Yeah. Something like that. All right, before we get into anything else, Commanders related, because I got a couple of other things. I wanted to get to this. I heard this on D-Day news earlier today. I don't know if I'm calling it the right thing, but...
Denton's Daily News.
Denton's Daily News. There you go. And then my pals, the Birdman and Fab Five Freddy sent this to me. It is a famous restaurant chain that is controversial in nature, about to file for bankruptcy.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard this then?
I have seen this headline.
Okay.
It does bring me great sadness.
You know that it is Hooters.
That's right.
Apparently, Hooters is preparing for a potential bankruptcy filing as it works with its creditors on a plan to restructure, blah, 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 blah. Now, bankruptcy does not mean, again, that it is going out of business.
No. We were bankrupt.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, a lot happens when you go through,
the
various chapters and whatever. Basically, what's probably going to happen is they're going to have mass layoffs and mass closures, and it's never going to be the same. Now, they have about 300 locations, which is nothing, nationwide.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have, I don't know, 100 after the time of the restructure and whatever.
Please keep the one in Fairfax.
So it's interesting that you say that, because as a younger man, and Hooters, I think, didn't come around until like the early 1980s. I want to say like 1983, 84, somewhere in that range. Obviously, I didn't go to one back then because I was only 10 years old. My mom would never allow that. But as soon as you become like a late teenager, young adult, whatever, college, you go to Hooters, right?
Second, you realize what they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
I remember almost every Friday at Buffalo State, now University, we would go 15 minutes away to the local Hooters.
Pretty good.
Why? Because they had 5-cent wings.
Ooh.
5-cent wings, bone in. And dollar Molson Canadians.
Take me back.
Or Molson Goldens. And I think Labatt as well. Bottles. So, like, basically, you could get, again, 10 wings for 50 cents, right? And 20 wings for a dollar. And they were like Hooters wings. Now, this was not every day. This was just during happy hour, whatever. But we would go on a Friday, right? And that was our routine. We'd go back home after getting our feet on and our drink on. We'd go take a little nap or, I don't know, go do some more drinking, and then we'd get ready to go out that night and do some more drinking. When I first moved here and started working locally in radio, what have you, I remember, you know, we did a couple of events and what, but I haven't been to a Hooters. I remember going to the one near Capital One Arena. Then that closed down a long time ago. So that kind of took away. You mentioned the one in Fairfax. I know I've passed one several times. I think that's on 29, if I'm not mistaken.
I know it's right next to a Freddy's, which is really good.
Yes, yes. But I haven't been to a Hooters in probably 8-9 years, somewhere in that
COVID
range.
COVID killed Hooters. I'm blaming COVID.
All right. So I wonder if that's the thing. Or is it, and this is the reason why I wanted to bring this up. Wings were already ridiculously priced before COVID. COVID just gave them an excuse.
Yeah, it did.
To supercharge for wings. Like, they were already overcharged.
For sure.
But supercharged. Like, I'm sorry, if you're a wing place or if you serve wings, and I'm not talking about any one specific chain, if you serve wings and you charge $20 for 10 wings,
I'm storming.
Yeah, I'm not buying them.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Stop doing that.
Agreed.
If you want to know why you're not selling wings, if you want to know why a longtime famous wing joint. And they had other food, too.
And other attractions.
That's well said.
Yep.
But if you want to know why they're going to go through bankruptcy, that's it. This story was not to, you know, kind
Didn't
of bemoan.
Shock me. Maybe sad.
I mean, sad. But, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm a cheapskate. But I can't, I literally look... I love wings. Bone in, boneless, whatever.
Give me chicken, I'll eat it.
I love it, right? Blue cheese, the best. But I can't do it. Like, there's a local place by me where I live, and they want to charge, like, I don't even know if they list the price. I think they've started going to, like, something, like, you know how they do, like, seafood in some places? Like, market price? Whenever I see market price, I'm like,
that's disgusting.
I'm out, dog. I'm gone. No chance. No way am I doing that.
No. Like, if I see market price for wings,
Yeah.
Devastating.
I'm telling you, if you're a sports bar, restaurant, whatever, and again, almost every place has wings, right? You can't charge $2 a wing.
No.
You can't do it. Or even $1.75 a wing. I don't care what it's costing you. Figure out a way to make it work. Because you're not, especially if that was a big part of your menu or a big part of your sales or is normally a big part of your revenue, find a way, dog, because it ain't working. Because in addition to that, sometimes when you order wings at a place that you're not familiar with, or even if you're familiar with, they change the wings that they're using and you get these tiny little numbers, right? With nothing.
Mm-hmm.
At least if you're going to get, you know, a big drum, like a big wing drum. All right. You know, we're out with the boys having fun,
yeah.
Couple of beers, whatever. All right. Okay. Like, time not to necessarily be a cheapskate. But if they're going to serve you these little
like, nubs,
hard, old, scaly, no, thanks. And I have no idea if that's what was going on at Hooters. I have no idea. I used to love Hooters for the breaded wings. It was a different presentation
mm-hmm.
than what I was used to in Buffalo, which was a lot of just naked buffalo wing, or what they called naked buffalo wings,
yeah.
Which is kind of ironic when you think about. Anyway, I almost feel like I've let the chain down by not going, but this is more about me being a cheapskate and not having one that's in my immediate path.
Yeah.
And because I don't go to a lot of restaurants. Like, you mentioned that Freddy's, like, I've passed it. I've been to it once or twice in Ohio. When I go visit my kids, I just, you know, but I mean, like, there's so many places that I don't go to.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big eat out person because A, it's expensive as hell, and B, it's not good for you. I don't want to eat I can't go to McDonald's and eat a salad. I can't. Like, there's just something philosophically wrong with that.
Chick-fil-A's got good salads. Just want to put you on if you haven't already, because those are gas.
I'm sure they're great. But I want a
chicken sandwich.
I want a number one.
Yeah.
With the waffle fries.
Yeah.
I'd rather eat a salad at home.
I hear you. I hear you. I do. But it's just...
I mean, sad news. It doesn't mean that they're going away completely, but it likely means, you know, that a lot of them are going to shut down or, you know, lay off a lot of employees, which is not a good thing. And that's why we brought it up. It just happened, you know, to be in the news today. And I figured, you know what, I can only talk about Commander's free agency so much. I care about
some wings.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, wings, right? That was the whole point of
this. Who doesn't like wings?
Right. We weren't talking about anything else at Hooters. We were talking about wings.
Wings.
Right, exactly.
And other parts of the chicken.
But here's the point, and this is for the greater good. Again, if you're a sports bar, if you're a restaurant... And I don't go out to eat enough to know what everybody's charging, but I know the last time I tried to order wings at several different places, they were just outrageously priced, and it completely turns me off. I'd rather get a fried chicken sandwich or something like that, and so I'm getting something close to that taste that I'm looking for, mm-hmm. and just I just say, you know what, I'll pay $13 for that or $14 for that instead of $25 for 10 nubby wings.
Yeah, no, that's
but
fair.
You said you go out to eat a lot?
You way more than I should, that's for sure. On the topic of wings, if Wingstop is outpricing you, you need to take a look in the mirror.
All right, so I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot to bring that up.
Great now, chicken sandwich, by the way.
At Wingstop?
Yes.
Okay. I have not had their chicken sandwich, but I have had their boneless wings.
Mm.
And I found them to be, unlike most...
most wings spots,
fast, convenient,
yeah,
type food spots. I found their food, at least the one near me, to be a pretty high quality,
pretty good.
And like they've been running this special for like $16.99, where you get like 20 boneless wings.
Yeah,
I think it's like 20 boneless wings and like two or three fries and something else. I would
have
to look.
I have my Wingstop app open right now.
Yeah, I would have to look it up. But
20 boneless wings. You can pick between four flavors. So you can divide it up. And then a large fry, two dips, and I think that's it.
Oh, it's just a large fry? It used to be like more multiple, so maybe they've
it's
changed
an extra
it.
Help. It's like a bigger side.
Okay.
You know?
Either way, I mean, like for a wing place...
pretty good.
That's not bad. And it was like $16.99 or something like that?
That is right.
That's pretty darn
good deal.
Good price.
That'll fill that if you're one guy, that gets you through two meals.
Oh, absolutely.
If not more.
And again, normally places would charge, you know, for a package like that or something similar, $28, $30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? So kudos to them for realizing, hey man, we can make our money and do our thing by selling volume as opposed to overcharging for the experience, if that makes sense. Like, I think you're always, and I understand everybody needs to make money. I think you're way better off charging a fair and competitive price to where people don't feel like they're being ripped off because they're much more likely to keep going back and going back and spreading the word and saying, hey, man, you know what? Like, if you're looking at catering, you don't like... And I understand, again, everybody's got to make money. I get it. It costs a lot to run a restaurant, but man, don't kill yourself.
Getting a lot of chicken places popping up around me. I think overhead's pretty low on chicken.
Think so?
I think so. Just a lot of chicken places.
I don't think so. I mean, I know the good people at Roaming Rooster.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, I love them. Very costly. To open up. Now, again,
well, they
depends
do it
on
than anybody.
It depends on how what your level of costly is, right?
I suppose.
I mean, because you're talking about like rent, all the equipment, staff, this training, that, you know what. So I get it. I understand. But if you want to really have your business pop, I think the best thing to do in general is to lower the price. Give a better deal to the customer, whatever it might be, so that, hey, man, yeah, let's go out on a Friday night to fill in the blank. Or I'm going to tell my buddies the next time we get together for a football game or the Four Nations, whatever, we're going to cater in, we're going to do this, instead of overpricing and oversaturating everybody out of the market, quite honestly. Because that's what they've done, by and large. 95% of restaurants have overpriced their menu so much that, quite honestly, it's a turnoff. And maybe I'm old and cranky, I don't know, but
you
that's just the way I
like.
Feel.
You remember what it was like getting the super cheap deal.
Well, I mean, listen, and you can still get some good deals depending on where you go.
Not nearly as many,
but
though.
Certainly not as many. And again, I'm just saying, and it's not just one place, but, you know, like, you can't charge $35 for 15 wings. You know,
agreed.
Like, or $32 for 15 wings.
That's
enough.
Egregious.
Enough. The bone is not that worth it. All right.
That's where all the flavor is, Rooster.
I know. We probably spent too much time on that. But
no,
you know.
20 minutes on wings is the perfect amount of time.
Just, I'm trying to do a common, like a public service. Lower your damn prices, and I guarantee you more people will come. If
I
you're
agree.
Struggling, lower your prices. More people will come. Very simple. All right. When we return, we'll tell you how to get to Las Vegas in just a couple of moments. Plus, the Yankees have a new policy. We'll delve into that straight ahead on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't stop drinking coffee, man. It's not good for me. But I need to stay awake. I don't sleep good at night. I'm up and down all night. It sucks being an old man.
It's a shame.
It's a shame. You sleep good at night?
Did I?
I mean, normally.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has a bad night of sleep every once in a while, but.
I gotta do some laundry. We'll just put it that way.
Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. In other news, I don't know where to go from there. The Yankees, issued a statement today from Hal Steinbrenner, the owner of the ball club, George's son, who a lot of Yankee fans do not like. And understandably, a lot of owners are very unpopular. Got it. But the Yankees have had this antiquated facial hair policy.
Yes.
I guess is the best way to put it. For a long time. Historically, as long as I know. So today, Hal Steinbrenner, the managing general partner, said, quote, "In recent weeks, I have spoken to a large number of former and current Yankees spanning several eras, to elicit their perspectives on our long-standing facial hair and grooming policy. And I appreciate their earnest and varied feedback. These most recent conversations are an extension of ongoing internal dialogue that dates back several years. Ultimately, the final decision rests with me. And after great consideration, we will be amending our expectations to allow our players and uniform personnel to have well-groomed beards moving forward. It is the appropriate time to move beyond the familiar comfort of our former policy. One, welcome to 2025.
You finally arrived, Yankees fans.
Two, I actually don't mind the well-groomed part. And I know this is going to piss people off because I'm not always well-groomed. Max, you got like a, what do you call it?
Little stubble going?
Yeah.
The goatee?
Yeah, the goatee, right? Not everybody shaves every day. Not everybody, you know, some people like bushy beards, whatever. I don't mind the well-groomed part.
Sure.
Like, there is something that looks good about, you know, a well-groomed beard. I'm jealous. Yeah. I wish I cared more. I don't. We don't have that policy here. If we did, I would adhere to it, and I would abide by it. We don't have that policy. I'm thankful that we don't.
Well, hey,
I'm not a big shaggy beard kind of guy at all.
We might start streaming soon.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. I mean, but here's the deal. Like, I'll go 7 or 8 days, 9 days sometimes. And I mean, you know, it's pretty heavy scruff, but it's never like big, bushy, whatever. Here's the reason why, besides it being 2025, why I don't have an issue with them saying, well, you know, what was the term? Well manicured.
Well-kempt.
They used a specific term that I'm trying to pull up here on my phones. Well-groomed. Well-groomed.
Yes.
Well-groomed. Here's the reason. I tell you what. I'm going to save the reason for the other side because I want to give it to you and I want to put a certain specific name in your lexicon, in your thought process as to what the Yankees are thinking of here and why the Yankees are still drawing a little bit of a line, if you will, despite expanding their ridiculous, outdated philosophy. I'll give that to you coming up next, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Four of them want to own me. Two, they want to snow me. One says she's a friend of mine. Yeah, man. Love the Eagles. The greatest band of all time, not the Philadelphia Eagles. I like a couple of members of the Eagles organization. I don't like the Philadelphia Eagles as a whole. Respect them. Like my guys in the front office, so that's about it.
Yeah.
And Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley's
sure.
Awesome. And Jalen Hurts seems like a cool cat, too.
That he is.
All right, as we kind of head down the stretch, I forgot to tell you, are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win an experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slam dunk. Good luck. So here's the example that I'm thinking of that the Yankees are trying to avoid by upgrading and amending. They've allowed mustaches. They haven't allowed beards. I believe part of their policy, I'm not 100% sure, was also to be, like, they didn't want guys with big-time scraggly hair.
With hippie hair.
Right. So I think what they're trying to avoid by updating their policy, by amending their policy, by realizing, hey, man, it's 2025. We don't have to be buttoned up like, you know, we just don't have to be all buttoned up and all prim and proper. Like, you know, people have different ways of expressing their bodies, their faces, what
have you. Don't work, you know, at Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
it's Major League Baseball, right? But what they're trying to avoid, the name that immediately, like, and you probably wouldn't get it if I just said, like, pick a name that I'm thinking of that is, like, jumping out in my mind, but you've seen them a million times on TV or here at Nationals Park. This is what they're trying to avoid. It's one guy and the look of one guy. He plays for the Philadelphia Phillies. Does that help at all? He's not like a huge name or anything like that, but he's a very regular contributor.
No. The second you say the name, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah.
Brandon
Nimmo?
No. He plays for the Mets. Brandon Marsh.
Okay. Yeah, no. Not even, no.
Do you know, can you picture the face or no?
Do
a Google search for Brandon Marsh. You'll see exactly why I'm saying this.
Brandon Marshall.
No. Not the wide receiver.
That was the autofill.
Yeah. Brandon Marsh. Here's the reason why. Brandon Marsh has got a big, bushy, scraggly beard.
It's very large.
He's got more than shoulder-length hair.
To his chest.
And what he does, I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he keeps it. Like, every time he comes up to the plate or every time the camera shines on him in the outfield, his hair looks like it was dipped in a keg of Castrol.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's real greasy, oily, or wet. And I'm not sure which it is, but it's always that way.
Even in his team photo, it is wet.
Yes. And he's got the big scraggly beard, right? And I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but
scraggly is perfectly fine.
Like the bottom line is, right? In a world where we live in free expression, self-expression, whatever, and there's nothing wrong with what Brandon Marsh is doing. There's nothing illegal about it. There's nothing immoral about it or whatever. It's just what he prefers and what he likes and whatever, and to each his own. The Yankees are saying, listen, man, we're willing to allow you to wear a mustache. were willing to have a neat manicured beard. I don't know if the long hair is actually a part of their policy, but I don't remember any Yankee player that had really, again, long, noticeably long hair. I could be wrong, but
I think Gerrit Cole got a haircut when he signed.
I think so, too, because he used to in Houston.
Yeah, it used to be a little bit flowy.
So I think the hair was part of the old policy. Either way, listen, the bottom line is, the Yankees, it's okay. Look, they're still your employer, right? And if your employer says, hey, man, we want you to wear slacks and no jeans, guess what you have to do if you want to work there? You got to wear slacks and no jeans. If your employer says, hey, man, you guys can wear t-shirts, but it can't be, you know, it can't have anything explicit on it. Or, you know, like schools used to have this policy. I'm sure they still do.
Yeah.
You know, where you can't, like, you know, heavy metal or, you know, expletives or anything. Hey, man, that's the rules. So even though we've evolved as a society and even though we've changed as in every way, shape, or form, some for the good and some not for the good, I don't mind the Yankees having still a model. I appreciate that they finally upgraded the beard thing, because I do think there is nothing wrong with a neatly manicured beard. I don't see anything wrong with that at all. But if I'm being honest, like, even though he's not doing anything wrong, the Brandon Marsh look ain't for me, dog. Like, sorry. Like, not what I want to look at in terms of, like, I don't know, the mental image in my head. That's not the way I carry myself. I mean, obviously I've got other issues. He doesn't. He's a great, you know, or very good player or good contributor. He's got nothing ultimately to worry about, but just not for me. And it's not for everyone. So I don't mind the Yankees amending their policy to wake up and realize it's 2025 and men, okay, can look handsome, quite honestly, and presentable with a neatly manicured beard. Now, if you're not neatly manicuring it and trimming it or shaving it, you know, like, here's a perfect example, and this is going to be weird. Like, Danny Ruye, like, has a very neatly manicured beard. He puts time and effort into it. He does. And I, kudos to him. I don't. Okay? He does. But he, you know, it looks good on him. It does. I can say that. It looks good on him. Brandon Marsh, I'm sorry. People might get mad about this. Whatever he's doing does not look good to me. Now, to some, it does. Maybe to his wife, if he's got one, I don't know. But to me, it doesn't look good. And if I was his employer, I would prefer him not to look like that. Sorry. So I don't have any problem with the Yankees amending their policy, which is the correct thing to do, but not going, hey, man, you do whatever you want. I'm cool with that. It's done all the time. Not every office in America, you know, we can dress however we want. Jeans, shorts, what, sweatpants, whatever.
Nobody's looking at us.
We have no clothing policy at all.
Wear clothes.
Well, yes. But the point being is, we don't have any official policy. But if they said, hey, man, you got to wear slacks every day. Hey, man, you got to have a neatly manicured beard. Hey, man, you can't have more than, I don't know, shoulder length hair.
I'd complain about it.
Or you can't, you know, show all your tattoos or whatever. Now, you can complain about it, but you got two choices. Either work here or shove it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the policy.
It's true.
I mean, you know, so the Yankees are still going to get killed and you know, for only allowing a well-groomed beard. Trust me, they're doing nothing wrong. And I'm not a Yankee fan by any means. By the way, it was a good move, I thought, to extend Aaron Boone. Some friends of mine did not like it. Did not think it was appropriate. He's made it to the World Series, and he's made the postseason 6 out of 7 times. doing something right.
But he somehow manages to find a way to screw it up.
He does.
That's why
he does.
I love it.
He does. So does Dave Roberts, though. And Dave Roberts has now won 2 world championships in the last 3 years.
This is also true.
Okay. So every manager is going to make mistakes. Guess what? Davey Martinez, we know, makes mistakes.
Oh, yes.
But Davey Martinez does a lot of other things well. All right. When we return, dum-dum of the day. We'll wrap it up. And it's not going to be... I'm gonna be nice. I'll tell you what it is next. The Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we're wrapping up shop here on a Friday. Linnell Willingham in for Craig Hoffman, and he's scheduled to be at Capital One Arena on the concourse. I believe outside of sections 106 and 107. So when the doors open up, go and see Linnell, say hello, give him a hug from me, his hero, his idol.
His savior.
Yes, in more ways than one, So anyway, that's scheduled to come up next. But before we go there, we go here.
I'm trying.
Okay. It's a good effort out of you, Max.
We did it.
You did it.
I grabbed
you
the wrong
struck
mouse,
up the band. Excellent. Well done. All right. I'm going to give you something that's got a little bit of a personal, like, grinding my gears beef here.
Sure.
All right. A Long Island, New York, Strong Island, baby, home to your boy. A Strong Island track prodigy and her family were shocked to learn that she's been banned from racing in an upcoming New York State Championship race over a technicality.
Oh, God.
She's a prospective Olympic hopeful, but she's been deemed eligible after competing ineligible. She's been deemed ineligible for the upcoming New York State Championship, where she lives, by the way, after competing in a recent Boston University David Hemery Valentine Invitational, whatever that means, with collegiate athletes. Again, she's a high school athlete. And what they're saying is, the loophole is, according to the New York State Public High School Athletic Association handbook, is that she raced against people and opponents that were representing a college, had the same runners entered independently of their higher institution of learning, she would have had no violations. But because they were representing a college against a high school athlete, she is now ineligible for the New York State High School Championship. Her dad is obviously not happy. He is threatening a lawsuit.
As he should.
It's a technicality. We'll see where it goes from here. Here's the deal. Her name is Zeriel. I hope I'm saying her name, Machia. Do you know where she went to school?
Where's that?
Where the old rooster applied his trade. William Floyd High School.
Wow.
Mastic Beach, Long Island, baby. I couldn't resist when I saw that she was from William Floyd High School. The home of your boy.
One of one.
That wants nothing to do with me. 30 years later, they have no idea who I am.
They never invited you back to
speak? They have never reached out once to me.
Well.
But I still love them. And I was back there 2 years ago to show my kids where daddy went to school.
Nice.
Poor Zeriel. Just trying to do her thing. Just trying to be good at what she's good
at. Showcase her talent.
She wants to compete. And the New York State Racing Athletic Association, Association of Associations, is screwing her. And that makes them bad, bad people. Not Zeriel, we should point out. Not
yes.
The racer. But the New York State Athletic Association. And she went to William Floyd High School in Mastic Beach, Long Island. Home of a young Chris Cockadoodle Doo Rooster under a different name. Anyway, that is going to do it for us. Thanks to Mad Max on the other side of the glass. Have a good time with your debut with the Toronto Blue Jays this weekend. We'll talk about it next week. Again, Craig Hoffman is out. Linnell Willingham scheduled to replace him. Scheduled to be at Capital One Arena. Hopefully everything will go well there. Stay tuned for that. If not, you might get stuck with more of me. I don't know. We will figure it out along the way. If not, have a great weekend. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid. See you back here on Monday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you can go sit down, Russo. Goodbye.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.